Genregeschehen wird präsentiert von podriders.de, das Podcast-Netzwerk. Genregeschehen. Der Podcast über den unkonventionellen Film. Mit Daniel Schröckert, André Hecker und Tino Hahn.
Wir sitzen hier im Savoy und haben den Regisseur von The Well jetzt hier, Federico Zampagnone, und werden mit ihm ein bisschen über seinen neuen Film The Well sprechen. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You're here in Hamburg. Are you here for the first time?
Yes, this is the first time I'm participating to a festival in Germany, so I'm very excited. My previous horror films, two movies, one was Shadow and the other one was Tulpa, maybe was screened in this festival, maybe one of the two, but I wasn't here.
You weren't here yourself?
Yeah, so it's now the first time. I'm very curious to see how the audience will respond to this crazy Italian horror.
Yeah, so here you hear it in the movie The Well, and I already had the pleasure to see it. So as you just said, like, it's old school Italian horror, but of course newly imagined. So what's your personal connection to these old school Italian horror movies?
I mean, I grew up with watching all the masters and the Italian horror, filmography. So I'm a big fan of Dario Argento, of course, of Pupi Avati, Lucio Fulci, Lamberto Bava, and all the masters. I mean, the majority of them are also very good friends of mine, like Dario Argento, or Lamberto Bava, and Pupi Avati. He came to the premiere in Rome of The Well, and he gave me a lot of, compliments for the film. I mean, I was inspired by the House of the Laughing Window, and so I was a little anxious having Pupi Avati, in the room, but he liked the film. So, I mean, until a certain point, I was just a horror fan, horror maniac, watching all the horror from all over the world. And I grew up, of course, with the Italian tradition, so I was a big fan also of Lucio Fulci and the other master. But my job was just musician, Then I started making movies, and the first film was a black comedy. And I realized while shooting that the level of fun I was having when the movie was, when I was shooting the darker moments of this film, it was, incomparable to the rest. Yeah. And so I started wondering, if I will ever make another film, should be a horror film. So in 2009, I had the chance to shoot my first horror film, which was Shadow. It was released in Germany to the Gewalt of Bold. I don't remember the translation of the title, but I remember it was longer. And so I started my horror journey since 2009. And this is my third horror film. I was not expecting to keep making horror film. But in life, you never know.
There was also quite a gap now between Tulpa and The Well. What was the reason of the long pause between your two movies?
Because my manager got me two contracts in a row, one with Sony Music and the other one with Universal Music, and they didn't want me to make movies anymore.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that was part of the deal. They wanted me focusing on music. Yeah, they were a little bit worried about this guy is going to jump, you know, on another wagon and start doing different things. So they wanted me to stay focused. And so until 2021, I couldn't make any other movies. So then I got back to the movie making with a drama about, you know, a story about music. But again, I didn't have the same, you know, feeling while shooting. It was okay, but, you know, nothing that really inspired me and excited me. And so in 2023, finally, I got back on the horror horse with The Well, and probably that's why I wanted this movie to be so gory, so bloody, because I just missed the horror movie making.
So you wanted to have some fun.
Yeah, I really wanted to have some fun and to, you know what, Italian horror, it's a lot about fun.
Yeah.
When you watch an Italian horror film, the main goal is having fun, because, you know, our tradition is about making a little bit of crazy movies. You know, you get a little bit of everything in a horror, Italian horror. Mm-hmm. They are very gory, sometimes extreme, a little campy, a little over the top. You get a little bit of black humor somewhere. It's, you know, our ingredients. That's, you know, how we like the horror to be, the old school horror. Now, the modern one doesn't even exist. I mean, you have very few movies, but it seems that people who's making new Italian horror really don't want to make a horror movie. They just want to make dramas with just a little bit of horror, you know. And so, I mean, I wanted to get back to my roots. I was inspired a lot by Lucio Fulci in this case, and by all the gothic, you know, scenario movies like Pugliavati's films. And so I made a mix between different influences that I got, you know, and that's the result.
Yeah, as I said, like the Italian movie horror landscape changed a lot, of course. And so you want to bring back the old school feelings, right?
Yeah, because the bigger complaint that I hear everywhere is, why you guys in Italy are not doing the same kind of horror films you used to do. Now, you know, all the rare films that we are watching are very light. The horror factor is just, you know, very small, and the rest is a drama. Maybe even, you know, they make good movies, but they refuse to really go for a, you know, a gory, bloody horror film.
So you think they're playing to safes? You wanted to bring back the slugfest?
That's the impression that I have. I mean, they want to, you know, there's some kind of establishment in Italy, and unfortunately, those guys consider, you know, institution and stuff like that, you know, people that give, you know, public money to make movies and stuff. And for some reason, those imbeciles consider the horror landscape like, you know, something like B-movies. You know, they don't give too much credit to the horror tradition, including the big masters.
Yeah.
They just say, okay, this is not, you know, the way a great movie should be done. This is just, you know, something silly. They consider, you know, horror like a lesser style for some reason. But it's, I mean, it's an old story.
Yeah.
It's not new. And so, you know, young people rising to the directing career, they don't want to be considered like people who does, you know, lesser movies.
Mm-hmm.
They want to get awards and stuff like that. And so the more they stay away from a certain kind of imagery, the better for them, not for me. I don't care, because, I mean, I'm also a musician. I'm around since you know, 20 years. I did 20 albums. You know, I have a lot of people behind as a musician, so I can afford to risk a little bit with something that I truly love instead of be on the safe side and play safe. So, I mean, I think The Well is the result of my love for the horror. It's just like a love letter to this style. And I think also it's a love it or hate it film. I have been reading everything about the movie. Good things, bad things, everything. But I'm happy because my impression is the movie is not going unobserved. You like, you hate, but it's not, okay, whatever. I mean, it causes some reactions, strong reactions. Yeah. On IMDb, you can double check, you have a lot of people voting 10 and a lot of people voting 1, you know, and I love it.
Yeah, at least you spike reactions. And that's what you want to do with your movie, right?
Yeah, I love to divide the audience when it comes to the horror because it's a very personal style. Some people hate the gore, for example. They don't see the gore like, oh, why so much blood? I mean, it's not necessary. For me, it is. Because when I watch a horror film, what I did with The Well is trying to mix a little bit the different styles, the different tropes of horror. You know, when you watch a supernatural movie, it's very rare that the movie gets bloody, for example. Yeah. You stay there on the spooky side, on the supernatural side, ghosts, stuff like that. But very rarely it gets gory. And then even the opposite. You know, you watch a slasher, it's just killing people one by one, and that's it. Yeah. So in this movie, I try to make a mix between, you know, different types of horror films. And I think at least it's something that you haven't seen before, in this sense. You know, it's different.
Yeah, definitely it is. And talking more about your movie, especially what recognized by watching it, the scenery, especially like the big mansions and stuff. So I assume it was shot on site in a mansion, right? It looked very authentic. So where was it shot, and how was it? How did you find this location?
That was a real location. It's a little town, like 1 hour driving from Rome. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for the right place to place the story. Yeah. And the producer sent me this photo of this old mansion. I was in the middle of the location scouting, you know, so a lot of different houses. But when I saw that house, I thought, oh, this is the right one, because it was very elegant, ancient, but at the same time, kind of a creepy place. So after 2 minutes, I was on my car, on my way to get there, and I went personally to see this location, and it was creepy. I don't want to sleep there. I mean, you don't want to sleep there. The
place. Was someone living there?
No, no. And you have also legends and creepy stories about this place. And yeah, I felt this, you know, kind of uncomfortable atmosphere. And yeah, I say, okay, this is the right one. Then the Well Chamber is built in a studio, the legendary De Paolis studios, where Dario Argento and Mario Bava and all the masters used to shoot their films. And so we built this chamber with the set designer, and that was made, you know, on purpose. The mansion was real.
Yeah.
It was empty, so we had to put all the furnitures in there. And I think the set designer did a great job to give the sense of spookiness to this place. And also, we wanted to use practical effects, which is something that I really love. I don't like too much CGI. Maybe just for fixing something, you know, for adding something. But I love practical effects because they look way more real than CGI, and we had this great creator of practical effects, which is Carlo Diamantini, and he did all the effects and the special makeups of the creatures all by himself.
The effects are very, very good. I really like them. They look very, yeah, very old school, very, very handmade. And also they could just jump out of the Fulci movie. So you did a great job to reimagine that, definitely. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the tone is in the basement is it's kind of a Lucio Fulci's tone. Because I really love the type of violence that Lucio and gore that Lucio Fulci used to do in his movies. I mean, I think when it comes to gory moments, very sadistic moments, and bloody moments, Lucio Fulci is my favorite. Yeah.
I think you did a great job back in the days, and as I said, like your effects are reimagining it very well. So yeah, definitely it shows. So the mansion is working very well. I think in your movie it's very atmospheric, and it shows that it is an on-site location. So that worked very well. I was also reminded a bit about Castle Freak a bit. I had Castle Freak vibes.
Gordon.
Yeah,
I like that movie. Yeah. I like a lot. That was placed in Italy. Mm-hmm. So somehow that was even a little bit of an Italian movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why it's so crazy, you know.
Yeah,
that was one of the movies that inspired me.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I had some vibes of it. So especially like, of course, you have a great cast leading with Laura Lover. When you cast her for the role, did you already have the awareness that like she's going to be at the moment the next big thing in horror with the Terrifier series and stuff? So did you expect that she will attract attention for your movie?
I mean, this is a very strange and funny story, because I watched Terrifier 2 and then I went on Lauren Lavera Instagram profile just to congratulate with her. Okay. And then I wrote a message like, with my music profile, Tiro Mancino. And then I was, congratulations, I just watched Terrifier 2 and you did an amazing job, so you should be proud of yourself. Something like that. You know, classic fan message.
Yeah.
Then, you know, after a couple of, maybe one day after, I saw an answer by her in Italian, perfect Italian language. So she was, thank you very much, Federico. It's a pleasure to hear this from you. My husband, which is Italian, is a big fan of yours. And so I'm happy you like the movie. And I realized she was speaking a perfect Italian and her husband was from Italy. So from that moment on, we started talking a little bit. And I mentioned her the fact that I was preparing this film. Like, you know what, I'm doing a new movie, a horror film, and I would love, you know, you to read the screenplay. And then she read the screenplay, she liked the film, and we ended up doing the movie together.
Wow.
I was figuring that she was about to, you know, became kind of a horror icon, because when she came to Italy, Terrifier 2 was getting real big in the world, and so, I mean, but even after watching Terrifier 2, I was, you know, imagining that something was about to happen, because for the Gore Hounds, that movie was, you know, incredible. And so I was expecting, I'm curious to watch the Terrifier number 3.
Like, it was a lucky hit for casting her, but now you have like accidentally a new horror star on your movie.
Yeah, she's a horror star. She's a very good actress, aside from being a horror, a screen queen. She's in general a very good actress, and I can see a future even outside, I mean, doing even other kind of films. And she's very talented, she's very sensitive. And she was very happy to work with Claudia Gerini, because Claudia Gerini is a legendary actress in Italy. She made like 90 movies. Yeah. She was in The Passion of the Christ. She was in John Wick. Lauren was a fan of Cloud. So it was a pleasure to direct those two great actresses.
Yeah, I can imagine. And it shows. Like, you can really see, like, the playfulness and, like, that everyone had a good time. I think the movie, like, it shows that everybody had a great time. How many days did you shoot?
It was short, man. It was just 4 weeks of shooting. So it was busy because, you know, working with, all those practical effects took, you know, a lot of time and a lot of attention. And so 4 weeks were, you know, we were trying to do things properly, but time was very short. So anyway, I think we did the best that we could.
Definitely. How many time did you have in the mansion on site?
It was probably 2 weeks or 2 weeks and a half. Yeah. And then we moved into the well chamber.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely. Like all the craft in it, it is very, like, very handmade, very old school. So I think people who are digging into this old school style will love it. Also, especially the gorehounds also. So I think you did a favor for them. For now, of course, it's all about the well, seeing how the movie goes. But like, when it comes to your mind, to your creativity, would you love to do a new horror film quite soon without the pausing again for such a long time when it comes to you?
Oh no, I hopefully won't wait until, you know, another 10 years. I'm writing a story right now, and even regarding some music. So now I need to jump a little bit on my music career, and then getting back to the horror as soon as I can.
So for
a couple of years I will be back.
But for now you can jump, yeah? You have no more contract saying you can't do horror.
No, they told me now that I can jump. Because I'm retired from doing albums. I have to retire. I no longer do albums, you know. I already did enough. So now I love to do what I really want to do. And I go, you know, I just recorded one single, you know, at the time. No more albums. Otherwise, I have to cut out my movie career. No, I don't want to.
I think it's great that you have now the time to live out this passion. So this is very thankful and grateful, of course.
I mean, I was sad when I realized I couldn't make more movies. But, you know, sometimes, you know, because I spent like 5 years, I mean, I did in 2007 Nerobi Familiari, which was the first one. Second was Shadow, and the third was Tulpa. And I did them basically in a row. So I was really letting, you know, my music career go, despite I was at the top of my career, you know, that time around. So that, you know, caused a little bit of disappointment. But now it's different.
Yeah, that's great. You have two careers, and now you can really focus on, like, what you personally really love and live out this passion. That's nice.
Yeah, in Italy they call me Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde because, you know, my music is at the completely opposite of my movies, you know. When it comes to music, I do, like, romantic ballads, you know, very sweet songs. So people used to associate myself to a very relaxing and romantic and sweet music. And then, you know, people who love my music hates my movies and the opposite.
Yeah, I think when people watch your movie and never listen to your music before, they will assume something like death metal or something, of course. And then when you...
completely different kind of audience. It's a completely, they don't really connect, they don't talk to each other, they probably hate each other, and there's absolutely zero connection between the two different kind of audiences. I can see a guy, this, okay, this follows me as a director, and this other one is for me. Yeah, you see people, completely different people. The way they look, the way they talk, age. In a, I have younger people as a director.
Even you do old school movies, it's younger people, yeah?
But they love the old school.
Okay.
You know, they love the old... I mean, you need to be a little bit into that tradition to really like The Well, for example. But young people tend to be aware of the Italian tradition. You have a certain kind of audience that they just love modern stuff, and so maybe they don't like what I do. But people who's more a little bit, you know, into that, they can understand exactly where, you know, a certain kind of imagery comes from.
Yeah, I can dig that. So
you're young, and then you know.
I'm not as young as I look like, but yes, thank you. I think lots of our audience will definitely enjoy The Well. Lots of old school horror fans there, so definitely check out The Well. We'll come up from Lighthouse in Germany soon. Also enjoying it here at the Fantasy Film Fest if you can, still in other cities.
Hopefully they won't cut the movie.
We hope so too, but I mean, I saw it and I think we're quite at the point that this kind of gore can get through our age justification, because it's supernatural gore, and they are often like, if it's not too real, too realistic, like in a kind of like, you know, if it's supernatural enough.
Because one of the strong points of this film is the gory side.
Yeah.
So if you cut the gory side, you're gonna lose a lot.
Yeah.
Hopefully they won't cut it.
Terrifier 2 was shown uncut in German cinema, so I think The Well can also go on Blu-ray here.
And what about the digital?
Digital? It was digital? It was cut?
Yeah.
Oh, it was cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I will probably end up, you know, the same way. And I can't even imagine Terrifier 2 without, you know, the bedroom scene or whatever. But, you know, maybe they will find a way to watch it. They will do an uncut version.
For sure they will do.
And maybe a Blu-ray, you know, so they fan can have a chance to watch the movie the way it is.
We will definitely let our audience know where they can get the uncut version, if finally when it's out. And yeah, we thank you so much for your time here. We wish you all the best for the movie, for The Well.
We're now
just before watching it now in the cinema here. We are very pumped, and I think the audience here will have a great time now. And yeah, are you excited, and are you looking forward to the reactions here?
I'm very excited. I don't want to, you know, I'm going to do a little introduction, but I don't want to tell too much about the film, because apart that...
Expectation.
Be aware, this is an Italian horror. So, and, you know, but I am curious to see the reaction. I'm very curious to see the reaction, because every country is different. And everybody has his points, you know, things that, in general, everybody loves the gore. And the practical effects and the creatures, that is the part that everybody loves.
And I think the people on Fantasy Film Fest will love it. And I already watched the movie, but on my laptop, of course, at a screener. So I'm really looking forward now to watch it on the big screen. And I think the impression will be even bigger then.
Yeah, it's bigger, because also the music, the sound design is going to have more impact.
The music is amazing.
It's weird.
Yeah.
it's not so common.
It's not.
No. I try to avoid all the cliches of the horror with, you know, the orchestra. I try to do something different.
We will definitely have a great time now tonight, so we're wishing all the best for the movie. Our audience is now to recognize The Well, write it down, put it on your watch list, and we will let you know when it's finally out. Thank you for your time, and have a great evening.
Thank you very much, Sarah.